I also heard tell you were on hospital radio over the weekend.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Oh, it was a good laugh, but my...
It was a good laugh for you, but probably not the people in the wards.
No.
Like with broken limbs and terminal diseases.
Yeah, but you know, like, I can't fix that, can I? So.
You're not a doctor, no.
No. No.
You're a doctor of the notes and treble clefs, though. Doctor of beats. Jesus, should we do a podcast?
Yeah, whatever, really, I don't mind.
Oh, hello, and welcome back! It's another short podcast for your depressingly short life. I'm Zekin, and in with me is Graham. Graham, how's it going?
Pod, 3 minute seconds, go!
3 minute seconds? Yeah, let's just do it. I've got a great one for today.
Okay.
This is the mystery topic suggester, whose name I can't ever say on air. He's back.
Oh, mystery man, yes.
Yes, and he's got a great one. Tying in to the last closing thoughts that you had on the Ghostbusters episode earlier.
What was that?
Well, today's topic is... If you could commission a reboot, which one would it be?
Oh, yeah.
What movie would you reboot from, like, the 80s or 90s? Or any era, I guess.
It would have to be Captain Planet. One thing I would not want to see them do with that. Right?
Hang on. It was really weird because I was thinking about this when he suggested it on Twitter. I was standing in the kitchen doing the washing up and I was like, I wonder what Graham would answer. I knew you were going to pick Captain Planet.
Yeah. Well, it's strange that he did. But the one thing I wouldn't want them to do...
What's that?
And I'd be strenuous on this. I mean, not that I'm directing the film or I have any bearing on it, but...
They might get you in on it. I know you love it.
Well, I don't know, but if they did a load of, like, CGI rubbish...
Oh, and they would. Of course they would.
I know they would, but I'd love to see it if they didn't.
Would do it just to annoy you. They would do loads of CGI. They would hire Jaden Smith. He would play all the characters. You know what I would want to say? If you have no idea what we're talking about, I'll put a clip down in the show notes. You know, like, they've got earth, wind, fire, water, and heart. It was the fifth power. Which sucked. Like, one guy had the power to throw molten hot magma and create earthquakes. And there was the wind girl. She had a ring that made tornadoes come down from the sky and blow away her enemies. And you got this retarded kid with a monkey with a heart ring.
Yeah.
Who gave people hugs. What was that about?
I tell you what, right? It was because the Planeteers, right?
Yeah.
They needed a conscience, if you will. Because it was easy to get drunk on power. That was why.
Well, like the one ring to rule them all. They all been given these rings by Captain Planet. They go on a blood rage, except for this kid pulling them back. I like it. But... No, but in my version, it would be dark, it'd be gritty. The heart ring would be replaced with death. He would command the other four and channel their powers for awesome.
Right, okay.
They would defer to the guy with the death ring.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound very much like a Captain Planet, does it? I mean, he doesn't want death.
What would Captain Planet be in this reboot?
I think it's probably...
Obviously, he's a hippie in the original cartoons. He just wants to, you know, save the planet, which is admirable.
Yeah, of course. And I don't think that would sound very true if the lead character was a hateful one. But in this scenario, I'd say...
Maybe Captain Planet has to work despite his helpers. Like, they've got good intentions, but, like... being led by a cult of death, you know, that they don't always get it right.
I don't know, I think he'd be a bit of a boozer, like a bit of a party animal. And then, like, obviously they kind of will summon him or whatever.
Oh, he could be like a cop down on his luck. You know, like his wife's left him, he's an alcoholic, he lives in a run-down New York flat apartment kind of thing.
Well, because he's red, yellow and green and blue and crystal and nobody will employ him.
Yeah, exactly. So he's just kind of sitting around and he does like film noir voiceovers and stuff, but he is deeply passionate about saving the planet. And he's walking around and he just like kind of punches people whenever he sees them using like styrofoam and throwing it in the bin or...
Maybe he's really out of shape to begin with and the other ones start training him up.
Yes! I think we have nailed this. So there we go. What about you guys? Let us know down in the comments. We'll catch you later. Do you want to say goodbye?
Oh, bye.